Yeah, you can imagine the looks I got when I first told them they were coming in every day, and they've been in every day. And full credit to them, I think they've some of them are certainly showing they've had the benefit from it. They've worked really hard. They'll work hard again today. It's about working smart, working short, and sharpening themselves up. General fitness levels were high, but the sharpness levels were low. So we've had an opportunity in this week, and we'll early part of next week to increase that.
Looking at the team that's going down there, obviously you are missing a few of the guys who are on international duty. Is it going to be as strong as you can name it?
Or yeah, everyone will. It's the first team that's travelling. There's no youngsters in the travelling party. When I say there's no youngsters, Alex Mout will be sitting next to us on the coach. But there's, sort of Bamber will lead the team out the tunnel, and we'll have a strong side. You know, we're not going down there to suddenly make nine changes. We miss, of course, the international players that would be selected. And there's an opportunity for two or three within the group who have been impressing in training and impressing in 21s or closed-door games, and they'll get some time on the pitch to show us in a first-team environment what they can do.
You're on a good run of form, certainly results-wise at the minute. Is the thinking behind this game, you just want to keep that going ahead of Rotherham next week?
Yeah, I think the thinking as well is I've been involved in a number of training ground games, managing or watching, and listen, they never get played with the intensity as what you do when there's a paying public around the pitch or a public that's want to see the team win. And Wycombe Wanderers have made huge strides in the last couple of years under Gareth Ainsworth. He's a man that I've got a lot of respect for. I'm not get too much respect for his dress sense. He really needs to get on top of that. But he's done absolutely terrific. You know, they were unlucky in the playoff final when they lost in penalties to Southend. I was at the match. It was terrific to watch. And he deserves to lead his team forward again. But they've got a good team on the pitch, more importantly. They've got a lot of youngsters in that team that will be full of energy. And we've picked it for a number of reasons. We picked it because of that, because of the playing surface that will be there as well. And an opportunity to get our group away for some time and spend some time with them. And spending time together when you've just won a couple of games, then, you know, bonds are formed amongst that playing squad that weren't here before.
Yeah, because it's been a hectic start for you, hasn't it, really? The game's coming thick and fast. Has it been nice now to spend a couple of weeks with the players and actually work on them rather than just preparing for games?
Well, I'm really so envious of a lot of managers that use international break to get themselves off to Dubai and Marbella and these other places. But I've thought long and hard about international breaks, and I think it is a real opportunity to not to come in and run players and slog them. Those days are gone because the fitness level should be there. But there is two or three that need that type of work. Lee Irwin being one of them, who comes back from Bury, knows fit and nowhere near as the levels within the group, for example. But he's worked so hard this week to get there. So we're using it as working time and hopefully smart time. And you only really know whether you've got your international breaks right with your forum after it, not in the immediate game. Yes, that can happen, but over three or four games you start to work out whether you've got it right or not.
Is Liam Cooper going to be fit to play?
No, Coops won't play. Obviously with the level of concussion that he received, the medical guys just wanted him to have a break from, you know, for that 5-6 day, whatever the formal period is that makes them happy. But he'll be on the trip. He's coming with us, and for the first time when he's down there, he'll be doing some back into training work supervised by the medical guys.
Yeah. Looking at it then, you said it's a chance for other people to come in. You've been saying you want to bring more people in. It's not quite happening yet. Is that frustrating for you at the moment?
Well, it's not frustrating because I know how hard the owner and people at Martin Glover behind the scenes are working to make it happen. And I've always said a number of things have to happen. You don't only just have Steve Evans wanting to bring a player here and the player saying, I'd love to come, but clubs have to agree. It has to fit within all the budgets, etc. You know, and if you're doing your business properly, sometimes the best deals take a little bit longer. I don't know anyone who's going to sign a player in two or three days and he's ended up being a revelation. Some of these deals do take a little bit more time, but you hope what that delivers is a better quality of player. This football club could sign lots of players every day of the week, good players. But we need very good players. We've got some very good players, but we need even better players. We don't need more of the same.
Have you been impressed with the response of the players following that Blackburn defeat? Because that was a bit of a low point, I think, for them as well, wasn't it? But they've responded really well since.
Listen, I think in the main they've been terrific. I think if we said they had half an hour against Blackburn when they were all at sea, and like Pepper, the second half against Blackburn didn't give me any concerns. We dominated for large parts, but no one wants to hear that when you're 2-0 down in 6 minutes. I think my recollections of all the game are very vivid in my mind, like I think most will be for every game I have here at this football club. But I think we should have won at Fulham. We should have certainly won at Bolton, given the dominance in the second half. We don't deserve anything at all at the Blackburn game. We deserve to beat Cardiff more than 1-0. We were lucky and fortunate to be in front against Huddersfield on Saturday, because when they really played for the first half hour. But the quality was very evident in the final third, and that's great to see, because we've been working really, really hard on that for 3 weeks, because it was the quality in the final third was nowhere near where it needs to be.
Yeah, so created the chances, put them in the back of the net, but back-to-back clean sheets as well, Steve, that must be really pleasing.
Yeah, I think it's I think every team gets based on if you can defend properly, you give your people at the top end of the pitch a chance to score a goal. And in the Championship, we all know goals come at a premium. So if you're scoring a goal or two, and believe me, we've got some very, very talented front boys. I can't believe when you watch them at close quarters and you walk with them every day why Mirko's not been in the team. I can't understand it. And I don't wish to understand it, because it was my issue before. But I look how he's the intelligence of his runs. I look at the quality of his finishing. I look at how a complete professional he is. Chris Wood is improving now every day. He's getting a lot bit better, and we need him to be a lot better, because he came with a fantastic reputation, and he's now starting to show. He's starting to show me at first hand as to why this football club paid a lot of money for him. And so we got good options. Dallas has been outstanding, and so we're starting to see some big performances. But we need. They're all big players, and we need the big players to produce big performances.
Have you noticed, especially like defensively, that because there's so much competition in the team at the back, that they're actually driving their own performances forward now, because they know they've got to be on the ball to get in the team?
Well, I think so. I think 100%, if you look at the options we have across the back, you know, you have, you know, is it Scott Wooten, is it Sam Byron, is it Berardi if he comes across at left back? Berra's been doing a magnificent job for us, but you know, Charlie Taylor will be in the travelling party for Wickham. He won't be involved in the game, but he'll be involved in the pre-match warm-up. So that very much is a clear sign that he's getting much closer now to being back playing. And central defensively, you know, we've got three guys, and I could play two of them any day of the week and I'd be confident they can deliver. It's when their individual standards are allowed to drop, then they have to know that they go at the team. You can't have poor performances on a semi-regular basis and just get picked because the coach happens to like you.
You said after Huddersfield you were hoping to have a word with Sam Byram. Have you managed to do that yet, or is that something?
Yeah, I had a lovely chat with Sam, and I'm waiting to speak to Sam's agent. I made a call to him. He's called me back. We've missed each other, but we'll speak today. But I explained to Sam in clear detail. I don't need to say publicly what I think of him. I tell him privately, and he knows what I think of him. I think he's an outstanding young talent. I think he's a player that a lot of people in the Championship, his coaching level and above, would like to work with him. But he has to want to be at Elland Road. He has to want to be here. And so I'm going to have the chat with his representative and just see where they are. You know, and it's a cruel world if you know, but we only want players that want to be here. I don't want anyone in the building who don't want to be here. Obviously that final decision lies above me, but I think Sam Byron wants to be here from talking to him, so I hope that's the feeling I get when I speak to his agent.
And looking at it, obviously great rapport with the fans last week. We'll be picking up the papers today, and you know people have been linked with your job. You knew it was a big job when you came in. You're doing a good job, and people still thinking you're going to be moving on.
Well, listen, I've said I'm not going to get involved in any off the field matters. I see Big Moisey's been linked to it. I know David extremely well. You know, I grew up playing with David. We're distant friends, if I could use that phrase appropriately. You know, but if Leeds United Football Club ever thought that somebody else is a man for their own, it's not me. I've said it, I'll drive out of Thorpe Arch, you know, and I'll cry on the way out, but I'm a big man. If someone's better for their role than me, and that's what the people above me think.
Yeah,
and let them get on with it. All I can do is try and win football matches for this club. And winning football matches on a regular basis for this football club will be the first in a long time, won't it?
You see it will be thriving on the pressure. That's what it looks like to me from the outside. You see it will be thriving on the fact that everyone, not everyone wants you to fail, because they don't, but I think everyone's waiting for something to go wrong for you.
Well, I was pleased to see David linked with it and not Jose Mourinho. You know, I think all the ladies in Leeds would want Jose Mourinho to be the coach. No, listen, you. I think the first thing you learn, or one of the first things you learn about Leeds United, and Mr. Chiellino did tell me that in our media department, told me here at the football club, is when you become the manager of Leeds United, everyone wants to speak to you. But more importantly, everyone has an opinion on Leeds United. You could be a die-hard Manchester fan or one of the clubs in London, and I was in London yesterday, and a lot of people who support the London-based Premier League clubs had a big say on Leeds. They've not seen Leeds since 2004, other than the cup ties, but they had a big opinion on Leeds. It just shows you the size and nature of the football club. But I'll tell you what, every one of those people that I've met that support those other big clubs, they want Leeds back in the Premier League. I can deliver that, but it's going to take some time. The question is how long, and can I get that time?
Obviously, as you put results together, you know, you are going to start to rise up the table. It'll bring an expectancy and people start believing again. Has your aim and ambition changed for where you want Leeds to be at the end of the season, or is it literally just keep winning and see where it takes you?
No, I think when I first joined the football club, one of the earliest parts of my conversations with Mr. Chiellino was he was making the change, or he was proposing to make the change to me, because he felt Leeds United were going to be getting sucked into a relegation fight, which is... it's just not comprehensible to think that could be the case. But they've had it before, as you know. So, and his thoughts were just keep me away from that. We've shown what a couple of wins does on the table. It takes us up to 15. We suddenly bounce above some clubs that think they've had good starts to the season. And we know our start's been far from good. And we're another couple of consecutive wins away from being in bouncing into that top 10. And I've always said, if I can put Leeds United in the top 10 at a reasonable time in the season, then they'll only be looking at one club coming. They won't be looking at anyone else, because I do believe that Mr. Chiellino will strengthen us if, and I want to give him that problem in January. I want to give him a huge problem. I want to give him headaches at night that we have a real chance. There's a lot has to happen before then. We have to win enough football matches for that to happen, and every club in the Championship wants to beat Leeds United more than they want to beat anyone else. So that also creates more difficulty in winning matches.